This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat ended the day at 524.5, down 5.5. December wheat, 548.75, down 5.5. March wheat, 572.5, down 4.75. September corn yesterday on the Chicago Board of Trade ended the day at 360.25, down 3.75. December corn, 368.25, down 3.75. March corn ended the day at 380.25, down 3.5. August soybeans yesterday ended at 1184, up 8.25. September beans ended at 1085, down 6.5. November beans ended at 1057.75, down 13.75. August soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 381.80, up 11. September meal, 358.40, down 17. October meal, 345.30, down 44. August soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 35.93, down 21. September oil, 35.99, down 22. October oil, 35.93, down 24. September oats yesterday ended the day at 330. That was down 1.75. December oats ended at 324. That was down a penny. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Exports added firmness to the soybeans, but expectations of a $14 billion bushel corn crop weakened the corn prices. The lack of bad news in the world wheat market weakened prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 4 cents, 348 to 358. Soybean bids were 8 cents higher at 1210 to 1247. In the central part of the state, grain dealers quoted corn down 4 to 7 cents at 344 to 370, and soybean bids 8 cents higher at 1236 to 1264. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 cents at 356 to 385. Soybean bids were 13 to 14 cents higher at 1224 to 1250. Wheat bids were 5 cents lower at 449 to 490. From the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids, they were 8 to 18 cents higher at 1264 to 1304. The basis was unchanged to 10 higher at 80 to 120 over the August. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 426.80 to 438.80, and that was $1.10 higher, with the basis unchanged at 45 to 57 over the August. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 4 cents lower at 372 to 390, with the basis unchanged at 12 to 30 over the September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 5 cents lower at 376 to 382, with the basis mixed at 16 to 22 over the September. Soybeans ended 8 to 23 cents higher at 1229 to 1256, with the basis unchanged to 15 higher at 45 to 72 over the August. Wheat prices were 6 to 11 cents lower at 471 to 495, with the basis steady to 5 lower at 30 to 54 under the September. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids down 1 to 3 cents at 407 to 411. These elevators raised their soybean prices 8 cents with quotations of 1259 to 1274. Soft wheat closed a penny lower at 469 to 499. Milo ended the day 3 cents lower at 384 to 419. Now on to contract bids for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn was 330 to 342, soybeans 1023 to 1033. In the central part of the state, Corn was 333 to 341, and soybeans 1025 to 1039. Now, in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 334 to 350, and soybeans from 1030 to 1049. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. August hogs ended the day at 127.57, up 247. October hogs ended at 113.45, up 75. December hogs ended at 104.50, up 60. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 216.02, limit up $3. September feeders 216.77, limit up $3. October feeders ended the day at 216.90, limit up $3. August cattle yesterday ended the day at 155.95, limit up $3. October cattle 157.87, up 262. December cattle ended the day at 157.92, up 257. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday, the 22nd afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 63 cents lower in a range of 125 to 126, with the weighted average carcass price of 125.94. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 72 to 82, 4 to 5 weights 73 to 84, 5 to 6 weights 76 to 88, and 600 pounds and up 80 to 92. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $88 up to $93. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 12,749 head, and from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 305 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 133.84, and that was $1.15 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 252.80, and that was 228 higher, with select carcasses at 245.79, and that was $1.71 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 117,000. That compared to 116,000 last week and 121,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 398,000. That compared to 397,000 last week and 400,000 a year ago. Now for the opening report from the Shelbyville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 286 head. Slaughter steers and heifers were 3 to 350 higher. No test on the slaughter Holstein steers. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 153 to 162.25, and choice slaughter heifers 153 to 160.75. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, here are the bids from Hog Inc. of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $3.80. For September, $3.44. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $3.71. For September, $3.44. Beans delivered to Greenfield for July, $12.42. For October, $10.43. Beans delivered to Scottville for July, $12.31. And for October, $10.43. Wheat delivered to Scottville for July, $4.63. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $3.80. Corn at Scottville, $3.71. Beans at Greenfield, $12.42. Beans at Scottville, $12.31. Wheat at Scottville, $4.63. In our farm news this morning, Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade, and we talked about the crop report released Monday and what it means.
Well, that means a big crop, and so we traded lower early in the overnight session, but we got a lift during European trade, kind of for different reasons. It was primarily because of the progress being made with Russian separatists in Ukraine, and they're shipping the bodies to the Netherlands from the downed Malaysian airliners, and that just kind of gave a lift to the whole market. But we've been able to maintain those gains so far. I'm very nervous about how long we'll be able to do it or how much of a bounce we'll be able to get. But basically, steady crop ratings for corn, making them the highest for this time of year since 2004, which was a big crop, and the fifth highest on record for this time of year. Soybean ratings are the highest for this time of year since 1994, which was a bumper crop, and the third highest on record. So overall, the crop's looking very good. We do have a few problem areas. That's keeping us below 1994 levels for the most part. But really, these crops really look good. So rallies are going to be sold, I'm pretty confident.
Will weather be a factor?
Weather is a factor from the standpoint of giving us ideal growing conditions. Now, one thing that may give traders an excuse to correct an oversold condition is the fact that over the next couple of weeks, moisture deficits are going to mount in the western Midwest. Most of the rains are going to favor more central and eastern areas, and the west will be drying out. Temperatures overall will be very mild, so that will reduce the crop stress, but that's something we'll have to watch. So if traders are looking for an excuse in order to correct the market higher short term, they certainly can do so. Historically, in years when we've anticipated record corn yields, the market has put in a near-term low in the final third of July, which we're in the middle of right now, and then taken out that low later in the year. The exception was 2003, when August was less desirable, less favorable for grain development, and so the late July low held in that year. But all the other years, as we go back the last 20 or 30 years, we took out that late July low later in the fall.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Fargo, North Dakota, and Decatur are the finalists being considered as the site for the National Agriculture Genotyping Center. Executive Director of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association, Tom Lilja, submitted the application to the National Corn Growers Association.
With record pork prices, we were sort of surprised to see the increases year to date, but even though we have record prices, there's still strong demand for pork globally, and our product is still competitively priced. There's a lot of other countries that are dealing with PED and high domestic prices too, so still pretty competitive for the year.
In other farm news, according to the Wall Street Journal, the trend of looking for healthier food choices has caused a shift in the dairy market. More shoppers seem to be switching from cow's milk to soy, almond, and coconut milks, according to Arlen Group analyst Ryan Oskenhendler. Dean Foods, the largest milk processor in the United States, has experienced profit losses due to decreasing demand and higher costs for raw milk. But the company is trying to reverse these losses by cutting costs and expanding sales of flavored milks and higher protein drinks. The journal reports this is not just a short-term challenge, though, as U.S. milk consumption per person has been decreasing for decades, as consumers have switched to flavored waters, juices, sodas, and alternative dairy drinks. Dairy companies hope to help rejuvenate milk sales by capitalizing on the rising demand for protein-rich foods through its new advertising campaign, Milk Life, which emphasizes the fact that there are 8 grams of protein in 8 ounces of milk. 11 $500 mini grants have been awarded to communities across the United States by the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture to help create new agricultural literacy projects or expand on existing agricultural literacy efforts. Foundation Executive Director Julie Tesh says the program was developed to help Farm Bureau members provide free tools to share with educators in their communities. Tesh says the program's primary goal is to help teach young rural and urban students about the importance of agriculture and the vital role it plays in our everyday lives. Grants are being awarded based on the effectiveness of demonstrating a strong connection between ag and education. How successfully the project enhances learner engagement in today's food, fiber, and fuel systems, and the processes for accomplishing project goals. This year's mini-grants are awarded to the Colorado Farm Bureau, Irwin County Farm Bureau in Georgia, the Madison County Farm Bureau in Idaho, the Cook County Farm Bureau, and the Monroe County Farm Bureaus in Illinois, the Franklin County Farm Bureau in Maine, the Kalamazoo County Farm Bureau and Wexford County Farm Bureau in Michigan, Chaves County Farm Bureau in New Mexico, Davis and Hanson County Farm Bureau in South Dakota, and the Franklin County Farm Bureau in Virginia. A second mini-grant application process will be announced this fall, and applications will be available at agfoundation.org. Once again, www.agfoundation.org. The Sugar Creek United Methodist Church east of Chatham is having a Community Ag Day. It will be held tomorrow evening from 4 until 7. For more information, you can phone 217-691-8235 or email Catherine, that's Catherine dot Ayers, Ayers 4 at gmail.com. That's all for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Altman Monitoring Solutions and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Reporting for WSMI's Angela Besh, I'm Randy Prangy.